We all know the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, but do you know it as performed by Professor T.J. Barker's troupe of theatricals? That's the question. And with me are Kids and Company founder Jan Wolf, along with Clarissa Hernandez, who plays the evil Queen Malvina, to tell us about this particular version. Welcome, ladies. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
How did you come upon this particular version of Snow White?
Last year, I went to a meeting that they have every number of years, American Association of Community Theaters, and I picked up every script that I could find that sounded like it might work for a children's theater. And a lot of them I didn't like, or they were whatever. And then I read this one, and I laughed, and it is so funny, and it is so difficult.
Difficult? Why?
Because this is a layered, this is a play within a play.
Oh, yes.
So
okay.
There are actors coming on stage and you see them dressing the stage and doing stuff. And then they get into their characters and they play this Snow White. But they also, because there are, the orchestra didn't show up. So everybody says, well, I can play this and I can play that. And so they're also all playing instruments and they're also, most of them, having to play puppets because of missing people.
What were your thoughts, Clarissa, the first time that you saw this script?
I thought the script was pretty funny, and I just thought it was also interesting that it wasn't just Snow White, the play, but it was actually people putting on Snow White, so then you have those layers. I mean, some you don't just get to play the character. Like, I don't just play Queen Malvina. I play Fanny Barker playing Queen Malvina.
Ah, yes, it's a telescoping effect that kind of messes with your head as an audience member.
Yes.
I can't imagine what it does to you as an actor to try to explore these different angles. What is your background in theater? How old are you and how long have you been acting?
I'm 17, and my first Kids and co-production was when I was in the seventh grade. It was actually Snow White and the Seven Samurai. So it's like I've come full circle.
You have the Snow White thing going on, this theme. How big is the cast?
We have 18 people, including the stage manager, who's also part of the play. We have a lot of people playing two and three roles. I have a musical director, Ceci Schlesinger, because we have a lot of music, a lot of singing, and a lot of music in the show. We have kids that are what I call movers and shakers, have no lines at all, but have to be there to hand somebody something, to give somebody something, to move the stage.
Oh, how exciting. Now, how often do kids show up at Kids and Company and go from a mover and shaker to an actor? Does it happen?
Oh, of course it happens. It happened to me.
Really?
In Snow White and the Seven Samurai, I started off as a conjoined twin. That was, I think, in one scene. And then I got, during the run of the show, I got moved up to the crane, which was still, you know, like, not even a secondary character. It's more like a tertiary character. And now I'm the evil queen, so.
Who knew?
Everyone starts off as a mover and shaker, pretty much.
Meteoric rise. Yeah, well, what's the ratio, do you think, that with which kids approach Kids and Company or the theater experience? Are they like shy wannabes that want to do the mover shaker thing? Or how many of them are, I want to be the star and get right out in front?
The ones that want to be the star don't last very long.
Interesting.
Simply because they try to do stuff before they're taught how to do it, and then often get disappointed.
So the impulsivity gets in the way of the learning?
Unless they've learned that, okay, I'm going to be a mover and shaker in this one, so I know how to do the next one. Because kids that don't get cast are the ones that try telling the director what to do. And that doesn't work.
Interesting dynamics. What have you learned about people and personalities in your time in the theater, Clarissa?
That the ones that will get to do the most are the ones who work the hardest. So you can't really slack if you want to become a regular at Kids & Co. or I'm guessing any theater group.
So raw talent can fall by the wayside if the person doesn't want to work. Wow. Okay. Interesting observations. Now, this kicks off this coming Friday, July the 19th, and it runs all the way through August the 3rd. With shows at 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays, 2:30 on Sundays. How much are the tickets?
$5 for children, seniors, and military, and $7 for adults.
That's so low.
So donations are more than welcome.
Yeah, and what's the capacity of the theater?
70.
Yeah, right. So it's not a huge house.
This is the 25th anniversary. This show marks the 25th anniversary of the theater.
I was coming up on that. Now, El Kids and Company's Theatrical Education and Performance Center, the name is getting longer and more sophisticated as we go, it's at 1301 Texas Avenue. How long have you been in that location?
10 years. We were in the mall for a long time. That's where a lot of people remember us.
Yes.
And then we were downtown above the Plaza Theater for a long time, which is what a lot of people remember also.
Excellent, excellent. I think this is going to be a tremendous hit. It sounds like such a fun performance, and it really is getting the best out of your young actors. My guest today, Kids and Company founder Jan Wolf, along with the Evil Queen Malvina, also known as Clarissa Hernandez, and telling us about El Paso Kids and Company's 25th anniversary presentation of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, as performed by Professor T.J. Barker's Troupe of Theatricals. It has something for everyone, so don't miss it. Go to El Paso Kids & Co. on Facebook for information, or you can call 351-1455. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.